Good afternoon. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investment Services, located here in Webster City, Iowa, with our Midday Futures Report. Well, the grain market started off pretty much in red. And, of course, before the day was done, we started to move towards green. I guess the day's not done yet, but moving towards green, with the July old crop beans carrying the load. And it's going to be interesting to see what this market does, because we made a lower low for the week from last week, which we should have done, but we closed the month lower, and if we were to turn and come and take out that high of 1536 and three quarters, only 30 cents away, and the market could sure do that into our window timing here coming up, that would be real interesting. It would open the door now for some nicer moves. We shall see. In the meantime, the corn is higher, and it's had a nice little reversal today, one off of a 50% retracement on the weekly charts, year in, year out, December corn, for example, and two off of the daily 6.18% retracement. So we're getting a little bit of a reversal, but we've got some work to do, and I suspect, basis the July contract, that 482.5 or so is going to be kind of a target to try to get over. Reaching over that is going to start to really look kind of nice on the charts. And, of course, you know, bear markets even have rallies. It's just they're selling opportunities. My problem is I'm thinking that we still have the potential to see corn do much better than what we think this year. But we've got some work to do, and we need to prove a little bit to the bears and the USDA, so time will tell. This is Sue Martin with Ag Investments. Have a great day.